Kia ora and welcome back to the show. And I'm very excited to have in the studio with me right now Hester Ulliart, who is playing the lead role in the Free Theatre's Voychek.
Kia ora.
Hello, how are you going?
Hi, good, thanks. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. So, you must be right in the midst of dramatic life at the moment with all your practicing and rehearsals. How's that going?
Yeah, right in the middle. It's going really well, thanks. We moved into the pump house a couple of days ago. And, the set's being built, sort of drilling in the day, and this incredible structure's being made in the middle. And then all the musos are there, and we're kind of just going through the songs at the moment and trying to get it all going.
So before we dive too deep into it, I'm not sure everyone's probably heard of Voychek before. So without obviously giving too much away, could you explain a little bit about this play?
Totally. So it comes from an original. Originally, it was written in 1836, which is obviously a very long time ago.
Yes.
This guy called Georges Büchner, who was a German man, who I think he died when he was 23, just after the play was written. It was a fragmented play, and it's since been played so much in Germany and places like that. It's kind of become classic, kind of what people herald as maybe the first modern drama kind of thing.
But, right.
Which all sounds very dry and boring, but it's essentially this kind of crazy play about a man's descent into madness and the kind of violence and oppression, and it sounds really cheery. but the one that it's been done in many different ways. The one that Free Theatre is taking on is in the early 2000s, Tom Waits and Kathleen Brennan and a director called Robert Wilson did a version, which was a kind of crazy carnival musical of it. And it's kind of like this weird twisted fairy tale. So it's actually not as depressing as it sounds. It's kind of this amazing, twist on it all.
Yeah, I have to admit, I just kind of reading about it, I sort of jumped to the conclusion that this is a very super sad, depressing play. But from what you've kind of said, it's not necessarily that.
I think you can't escape the fact that it's definitely, a lot of the themes, I'd say, are kind of oppression and what happens. I mean, it doesn't have a particularly happy ending, that's for sure. But it's definitely got a lot of, actually quite a lot of comedy in it. And, kind of black humour of life.
Yeah.
Which I think, with everything happening in the world at the moment, it's sort of something quite pleasing, depending on your humour as well and your taste, about going, oh my God, the world is terrible, and here we are just kind of trying not to drown.
Yeah.
And some of us fail. And I kind of love it's very kind of bombastic in its handling of how messed up things can get.
And I guess kind of that sort of circus vibe it's got.
It has a circus vibe, yeah.
You can't escape, because there's always a tangent of humour in there, really.
Yeah, all those kind of, there's something really eerie about, especially because we're setting it in a, it's kind of like a non-time, but it definitely feels at least 100 or 50 years ago. This kind of, that kind of gross carnival aspect where there might be some ringleader trying to take you into the magic mirrors.
Sort of
you're a bit scared of it, but you also want to be there. This play really takes you on, it's kind of invites you to come along on this crazy dream journey, I suppose. It's
right.
More like a bit of a twisted nightmare, I suppose, yeah.
So were you kind of familiar with this play before you were in it?
I was, but that mainly because I went to a drama school where they loved the classics.
And
then at the same time, there were some people who were, third year directing students or something. And this, something about an old play gives you license to really mess with it. So they did some really wacky things. And also, it's kind of about humanity. So you can kind of mess with the story of this the character of the kind of the everyman who descends into kind of a vortex of hell.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
You can do some pretty cool things with that.
Yeah, of course. I can understand, particularly from like a director's point of view.
Yeah,
especially how much fun that could be.
Yeah, especially because the actual play itself wasn't really finished. It was fragments, so people can mess around with the order. I mean, Free Theatre's messing around with the gender and casting me as him.
Yeah, you know, yeah. There was kind of my follow up there is.
Yeah.
So you play Wojciech.
I do, yeah.
Who's traditionally a male role. So what has that been like for you? Do you get to kind of offer a different perspective on it?
Yeah. I mean, the main thing with this is that I'm a woman. Like the idea is that at the beginning of the play, our version is that we're a company of actors and we take on the role. It's not realistic.
So you'll
see me getting this, you know, sort of probably exaggerated kind of expressionist makeup on and kind of taking on this role of this soldier.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of the themes of the play are about man and kind of this oppression of masculinity and stuff. I think it's kind of cool that a woman is playing that, because especially with the way that Peter directs it, he's really interested in different kinds of movement.
Yeah, right.
So, I've got two kind of movements from this thing called Laban notation, which again, it's probably a bit geeky to go on about too much, but it's essentially I've got two moves, and they're ringing and flicking. So my investigation is how to find this like masculine soldier body with these movements of ringing and flicking, and
you
have to come and see it, I guess, to understand.
Yeah.
But that's been quite difficult and also really challenging in a good way.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And also, movement's a funny thing, because you do so much of it, you kind of don't focus deeply on a lot of it until, and then when you really pick apart your kind of movement, it's sort of alien in a way.
Totally. Yeah. And you know, naturally, just as everyone listening here will have their own way of walking around the world. You know, there might be someone who's naturally quite anxious, and maybe they show that by hunching their shoulders or being quietly spoken, or maybe they'll be a bit more exaggerated and morning, how are you going, you know, gestures. We all know someone's shape when they're walking down the street. You can tell if your best mate's coming, or the guy across the road you're trying to avoid, you know.
Now, before we came on here, you were kind of talking to me about the room in which this play is being performed, and that even that sounds quite like unique and interesting.
Yes, I actually absolutely love it. We're really lucky to be performing in the Pump House, which is on Tuam Street. Paddy doesn't usually open it up for anything like a production, and we're in this special secret room on the side that no one's used before.
I don't know this room.
Yeah, the audience is going to be on three sides, and then you've got the band, which is a four-piece, really experimental kind of band, on one other side, and then the stage, this huge, amazing stage made by Stuart, is in the middle. So there's no real escape. It's so dramatic. It's so exciting.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And I guess going back to the movement thing, that must inform your movement as well, because it's not like a stage where there's just a crowd in front of you.
No.
You're playing to all sorts of sides and angles there.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, because I'm really interested in theatre that is a real experience for the audience. You don't just, you know, you want to get there, you want to go, oh, wow, look at where we are, and you don't just want to sit. I mean, you can sometimes, but you don't just want to sit there and almost be watching the cinema, because you can do that in the cinema. I love the cinema.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas this is, you kind of, I think for some things we're still working it out, but you might have to, like, you know, really be looking around, really moving, even maybe looking at under the stage at some point.
Wow,
you know?
Wow.
And yeah, it's kind of, it's got a kind of an immersive feel about it.
Yeah, right.
I'm not sure if the audience will be able to move, but you'll definitely come, just feel very enveloped, I suppose, by this mad, crazy world. So,
God, it actually sounds really, really fascinating. And kind of one of those things that you're not going to understand until you see, I guess.
Possibly not. Actually, a few of us in the cast, we haven't all worked with free theatre before either. So you kind of have to really put your faith and trust in the way that things are done. And they definitely don't do things in a usual way. So even, an actor's notoriously kind of, we get brave, but we actually really, we're quite, probably control freaks. So but I don't know what I'm in, but I don't know what's happening next. There's been a moment, a couple of moments across the room where me and Hillary, who plays my wife, are kind of going, oh my God, what's that, what now? But that's good. I think if anyone gets if it's not, I don't know, if it's not a challenge or you don't feel like you're jumping off into something, and God knows, I don't know how it's going to be. I think I just have this, we've just, got this sense it's going to be amazing. Like the cast and the band and, I don't know, it has all the markings, I hope, to be really amazing, actually.
Well, I frankly cannot wait to see it. I guess the important question is, we know it's at the Pump House, but what are the dates for it?
Ooh, yeah. So I'm just got, so 14th to the 29th of April. So it opens on Friday the 14th, and all the shows are at 8 o'clock. And I've got the ticket link and all that. If you want me to say that, do you want me to do that?
Yeah, where can you get tickets?
You can get tickets freetheatre.org.nz. So they're called the Free Theatre. If you just Google that or Voidsec, which starts with a W, think it's all
that's
over.
That's a good point.
All over that stuff.
It is spelt W-O-Y-Z-E-C-K. So Voidsec is kind of how it looks.
Yeah.
But it's going to be absolutely fantastic by the sounds of it. I can't wait to see it. Hester, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
It's been fascinating to hear about it, and it's so cool to see your passion for this and the way you look at it, and it's just, it's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.